Hey, this is Brian O'Halloran. You might know me from such cult classic films as Clerks, Clerks 2, Vulgar, Jane Bob Strikes Back. Anyway, you're listening to Drunk on Comics.
And welcome back to Drunk on Comics. That was Brian O'Halloran that you just heard at the beginning there.
Yeah, unfortunately, I didn't have a chance to actually get the full interview, but definitely had a good time talking to him.
Every year we do get a chance to hang out with him, and he is an awesome guy.
Yeah, if you ever have a chance to meet him at a convention, one of the nicest people you will ever meet. So take a few moments and see him. We got a lot here for you.
Yep, and unfortunately, if you listen to our regular podcast, all of us were back at home base, and Derek got to have fun on his field trip interviewing people.
Yep, ran out to the Detroit Fanfare Comic Con. And you're going to hear some interesting things. We're going to start out with actually Sunday at the convention, where I was clearly sober.
No, but you're not now.
Apparently not.
And you will hear the progression go on of the more comics Derek consumed.
Yes, I consumed a lot of comics on Saturday evening. So those will be coming up. You'll also find that the more I drink, the more I start out every interview the exact same.
Yes. Hey, new drinking game. Every time he goes, all right, now, or something of those lines, take a shot.
What the hell was it that I was saying? I'm like, something along the lines of, so, hey guys, we're here with.
Yep.
So I'm like, oh God, shut up, Derek. You're an idiot.
Derek, you can read my mind.
I know. The funny thing is, too, is that you can tell the more I drink, the more I start to stutter.
That is true. That is true. Well, the more... Just listen, folks. Yeah. We'll be back at the end.
See ya. All right, guys. I am here with one of my all-time favorite artists, Francesco.
What's hey, how you doing? I'm good. How you doing?
Doing great, man. Getting a little tired. It's the last day of the show. You know, it's starting to wind
down.
It's
a good tired, though, right?
Oh, it's great tired. Like, these are the ones where, like, there's a reason I take the Monday after a show off from the day job.
Yeah, I call it convention coma. Like, I get back, and it's just like, no, nothing gets done. But then again, I don't have that luxury this time around. I have some serious deadlines to attend to, so I'm going to postpone my convention coma until, like, a day or two.
Well, speaking of work, if people are not familiar with you, which it's a shame if they aren't, but, you know, if they aren't, kind of... Give us a little backstory on what you've done and, you know, previous work.
Well, it feels like I haven't done anything yet. I feel like I'm just still trying to get started, but I've been blessed that over the years there have been some great publishers who given me a chance to do what I love to do, which is draw pretty much anything under the sun. But thankfully, recently I've been doing a lot of stuff for Zenoscope, and thank God for Zenoscope. They are the kind of company that I've been waiting for my entire career. Up until they came along, I always didn't so much come out and say it, but I always had that sense where I needed to, like, tone it down, you know?
Yes. Well, and for people that haven't seen your work, you are very well known for drawing some of the most beautiful women in comics
you.
I've ever seen in my life.
Thank
I mean,
you.
It's
thank
and very, very much in the pinup style, which I absolutely adore.
You and me both.
Yeah.
You and me both. So I'm grateful that there's an industry that allows me to express myself that way. And again, when I was addicted to comic books, when I first got bit by the bug, it was all about superheroes. And that's not necessarily pinup stuff,
right.
But I just love superheroes, and I love comics, and I wanted to do that for the longest time. So whenever I was doing something for mainstream comics, I always got that sense where I shouldn't go all out, you know, that kind of thing.
Not quite over the top.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Now, what are you working on right now?
A sketch for a fan of mine.
Yeah.
Who wanted a female version of Freddy Krueger. Oh, I see what you mean.
Yes, yes.
See what I did there?
Current
do you see what
yeah.
I did?
And I'm drooling over that sketch, by the way. It's I saw you when you were just getting out, like, the preliminary pencils, and I'm like, oh, that's going to be great. And you're, I don't know, what, 60, 75% done?
Getting there.
Yeah, yeah. It's beautiful work.
Thank you. I'll post it on my Facebook. Please
yes.
like me.
Yeah.
Anyone who's listening, please come by Francesco. And there I am, Francesco. Because when they don't put that H in there, they might go to some scary place. And we don't want your listeners to go somewhere scary.
If they're listening to us, they understand scary.
Okay.
But, yeah, so, no, like, are you doing, do you have any other books coming out? I know you do a lot of covers.
I do a lot of covers, which is such a rewarding experience because as much as I enjoy doing sequentials, it seems like all that I get asked for recently is cover work. And not that I'm complaining, because covers is something that feels right for whatever reason. As much as I enjoy doing the storytelling, I've done that. I would love to do more of it. But the covers seem to really hit that sweet spot right now. And mostly for Zenoscope, but not always. I'm doing some stuff for the Sci-Fi Channel right now.
Oh, really?
And it's pretty exciting to be able to do what I love to do. And to share it with people who may not necessarily walk into a comic book shop. And I love the idea of being able to put comic book art in front of people's faces who normally wouldn't see that.
Yeah. Now, one thing...
So like, you're welcome, America.
Well, I will thank you. The one thing that like that I've always... like. After I took a step back and kind of looked at your work a lot more, the women.
Oh,
are,
don't
are,
do that! No, I don't no, recommend it.
The women
no.
are drop dead gorgeous, okay. But the thing that you know, well, yes, they're beautiful, voluptuous women. The thing that I've noticed with your work, it's the eyes. You have got a great way of getting the eyes so that like that drawing on the page, you feel like you've got a connection with, and it's one of those things that I've always adored about what you do, and I don't know what your trick is to it.
I'm speechless, and that's not too good for a radio interview, is it? I'm sorry.
Podcast. Yeah, internet. You know, that technical stuff.
Well, like audio?
Yeah, audio. Yeah, there you go. The spoken word.
It's a good thing that we don't have, like, a camera going right now because my hair is all messed up.
Just, I have a face for audio. So.
No, you don't. You don't. You have a face for TV. But aside from that, thank you for the compliment. I'm kind of speechless because I don't know how to respond to that. Thank you.
No, you're it's welcome. No, and listeners, I mean, you guys have got to go check this out. I mean, like I said, I've been a fan of yours since I first met you, I don't know, maybe 7-ish years ago.
Feels like it was just yesterday, but it's been a while.
Yeah. And if you ever get a chance to see Francesco in person at a show, stop by and talk. And that's
I'll do that. Thank you. That's a good suggestion. Yeah, oh, you're talking to me?
No, like to our listeners.
I'm kidding.
But actually, that's what it was one of those. It was a Sunday at a show. End of the day, and I'm walking around, I finally kind of made my way into Artist Alley.
I'm jealous, by the way. I'm sorry for interrupting you, but I'm totally jealous. You get to walk around and enjoy the show. So if you don't mind, please have twice as much fun as you normally would, so I can live vicariously through you.
If I had twice as much fun, I would end up in a coma right now.
Yeah.
But
I'll send flowers. And the listeners, they'll send candy and flowers. There's
beer.
Plenty of candy.
Send beer.
Beer, yes.
Yeah.
We can do that. We'll put that number one on the list.
So you've got your Facebook. Do you have a website as well?
I do. It's francesco.com, again, with the H.
Yep.
We don't want to go super scary. Scary is good. Super scary, not so good.
And our listeners can actually also find a link to your website, now I just remembered, through our Artist Alley page on our website at drunkoncomics.com.
Oh, well, thank you for that.
Yeah, we talked about it a long time ago.
Really?
Yeah. I asked if it was okay, and you said,
have
absolutely.
Your people talk to my people and tell your people that my people said thank you.
All right, I'll let him know. All right, Francesco, thanks so much, man.
Oh,
I appreciate
thank you.
It.
Hey, what was your website?
DrunkOnComics.com.
I recommend you guys go and listen to DrunkOnComics.com. Oh, wait. No, they're already there.
Yeah.
Okay, so they're awesome to begin with.
Thanks, guys. All right, I am here with Eric Esquivel of Boom Studios. And, Eric, how's the show going?
It's great, man. It's my first time here. I'm having a lot of fun. So.
Yeah. It's been a amazing show to be able to just get to talk to so many creators.
It's really cozy, yeah. It reminds me of like early 90s shows. It's just guys with like bags full of like empty action figures and like long boxes, and it's a lot of fun. It's very chill. No media guests, no like PlayStation booth, it's just comics.
Well, there,
it's a lot of fun.
There are a few media guests, but they're over in the other hall.
Yeah, not where we are, not like overshadowing us. So
yeah.
It's nice.
Well, I don't know. For me, the comics overshadow media always.
You're a good man.
But that's,
I respect that, sir.
So, you actually get the pleasure of having the sober interview representing Boom Studios. And so
I'm honored, I guess.
just walk of the draw. You know? But tell our listeners about, you know, what you've done if they aren't familiar with your work.
Sure, sure. Well, for Boom, I just finished a book called Freelancers, which is sort of like a Danger Girl, Kill Bill, Tank Girl kind of thing. Mm-hmm. It's these two girls grew up in a kung fu orphanage, and now they're bounty hunters in L.A. It's a very tongue-in-cheek, fun book. And then this Wednesday, Bravest Warriors number 13 came out, which I wrote. And I had some Adventure Time backups and stuff, too. It's coming out in the future. But,
okay.
Yeah, and then also, I worked for, like, other companies like Moonstone. I did a book called Thor Unkillable Thunder Christ.
Ooh.
And that was a lot of fun. And Blackest Terror. And the pitch for that was, like, what if Malcolm X were Batman?
Very interesting.
And I did some Oz books for Big Dog Inc. And Boo just came out for Monkey Brain, which is, like, an all-ages Tales from the Crypt sort of book. So
okay.
I stay busy, man. It's
Do you sleep?
I don't. I don't have a day job anymore, so I have to just kind of pump out a bunch of work every day or I'll die.
Yeah.
So it's a good motivator. L.A. is really pricey, so.
Yeah. I can only imagine. Now, how'd you get into comics?
This is my 11th year doing comics. When I was 15, I started doing, like, self-published stuff and going to shows like this in Artist Alley.
Okay.
I did a bunch of stuff, most notably Horrible Little People, which was kind of a romance graphic novel, like Scott Pilgrim-esque.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people gave good quotes for it, like Jeffrey Brown, Gene Colan, Rick Remender. And I got kind of like on the map that way. Sent that around to editors and.
Yeah, names like that, when they're talking about it, that's always a good sign.
Yeah. That was very fortunate that they would do that for me.
Yeah,
it's very nice.
It's terrible to have Gene Colan notice, you know. It's like, wait, what?
It's the last book he gave a quote for before he died. So
oh, wow.
We were very honored to have that.
Yeah. He's been one of my all-time favorite artists, you know. And unfortunately, I never got to meet him.
Tomb of Dracula, dude. So good.
Yeah, just so fantastic. Well, and I'm a big Daredevil fan.
Yeah, and Iron Man.
Yeah. So that's kind of my thing. So you got some other fun stuff coming out. Where can our listeners find you online?
I'm all over the place. I'm on Wikipedia and all that junk. Mainly EMEComics.com
okay.
is my hub. But, you know, I'm on Twitter, Facebook, all that stuff. But EMEComics.com is where you can find all that stuff.
All right. Now, here's the question. If somebody was only going to be able to pick up one book of yours right
sure.
now, which one?
Bravest Warriors 13 is a great starting off point, not just for my work, but for the series as well.
Okay.
It's a one-shot, and it's the origin of their weapons.
Okay.
So it's something that you don't get from the TV show. You have to read the books to get it. And I was honored to, like, contribute that to the mythology.
Fantastic.
It's a lot of fun, and I love doing kids' books because I like being able to reach the widest audience possible. So it's my most proudest work so far. So.
All right, now last question. I kind of held back on some of the more fun questions this weekend just because it's been very crazy. You know,
yeah.
I'm running here by myself. You know, while the guys are holding on the fort back, you know, back on the other side of the state. A lot of people always want to know if you had one superpower, which one would you want?
Yeah.
What two?
Two of them.
Yes.
All right.
Mix and match.
That. I like Multiple Man a lot. Jimmy Madrox
yep.
from Marvel. Because, like you said, I don't sleep. I'd love to be able to write, like, four books at once. That'd be the coolest thing of all time. So my stuff's all, like, time-based. Like, that and, like, Hero from Hero is, like, slowing down time.
Nice.
I love to mess with editors. I love to, like, take a job and then an hour later, like, turn into scripts and blow their minds that way. So anything I would have, I would just be, like, I would be the Loki of editors and just mess with all of them.
Master of mischief.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, Eric, thank you so much for the time, man. I really
My pleasure,
appreciate
man. Thanks.
All right, guys. Go check them out. We'll see ya.
Thanks, man. That was awesome.
All right, listeners. I am back once again for actually a round two with Ryan Brown and Mike Costa. So, hi again, guys.
Hi there. Hello again.
Yeah. A little technical difficulty, but things have been worked out, so we're going to pretend that we've never had these conversations before.
Okay. I'm really looking forward to talking to you for the first time.
About these comic books. I'm not familiar.
Right.
Yeah. So, for our listeners that are not familiar, Ryan, kind of give a little background on who you are and what you do.
I'm a writer and artist. I do a book called God Hates Astronauts, which I did as a webcomic and produced a hardcover through Kickstarter. And the soft cover of God Hates Astronauts just came out from Image Comics. And then I am a fill-in artist on Manhattan Projects with Jonathan Hickman. And I'm the regular artist on Bedlam with Nick Spencer.
And Mike?
I'm a writer. I write a book for IDW called The Cobra Files, which is in the G.I. Joe universe. I've been writing a book about Cobra for the past 5 years. That's its current incarnation. I'm doing a series at Marvel right now called The Arms of the Octopus, which is going through the all-new X-Men, Indestructible Hulk, and Superior Spider-Man specials. And I'm doing a book at Avatar called God is Dead with Jonathan Hickman.
Yeah, which I know our listeners, we've talked about, you know, when issue one came out, blown away by that. And Bedlam is also one of our favorite books, so it's nice to actually get a chance to both, you know, talk to you guys, but just meet you as well.
Great.
Now, how'd you guys get started in comics?
I got started, I still live in Los Angeles, and I was working for a movie production company. I was working all kinds of showbiz jobs out there, and one day my boss asked me to find out about the rights to some European comic that was published by Humanoids, and I knew that Humanoids was published at the time in America by DC Comics, so I called DC Comics. And this was like 6 years ago, and even then you could still call DC Comics and talk to somebody important, which you could not do anymore. And I spoke to a guy named John Nee, who was a big like corporate officer in DC and had just left being the GM of Wildstorm. And at the end of our conversation, I told him that I really liked 52 was coming out at the time. And he seemed amazed that someone from, quote, Hollywood had been reading comics. And I told him that I, you know, always wanted to write comics. So he asked me to send in some proposals, and that's how I got started. But it's a total fluke thing. Before that, Ryan and I grew up together, and we went to every Motor City Comic Con, and once we had cars, we would go to every Chicago Comic Con and give samples of art and, you know, scripts and stuff. That never led to anything, but one phone call got me my chance. So you never know. You never know what's going to happen. That's how I got in.
Ryan, how'd you get started?
You know, I did some crap work for Devil's Due Publishing back in the day. That was legitimately just, you know, portfolio review, trying. And that never led to anything good. So then eventually I just said, you know, if I love doing comics, I'm going to stop doing all these stupid submissions, and I'm going to actually make comics. So that's when I started doing God Hates Astronauts, which I self-published, and then eventually I did as a webcomic. And it got enough of a following that, especially in the creator community, and then, it, you know, as you start making friends with creators, and if your stuff's good enough, you'll find the creators will have too much work on their plate, and then eventually they'll throw it your way, and then you just kind of start that way. So that's how I got in.
Nice, nice. Now, I'm curious, because I have not read the Cobra Files yet.
Uh-huh.
What is it about G.I. Joe that drew you in, or did they just say, we want you to do it?
I was asked. It was Christos Gage that got me that job, because when IDW got the property of G.I. Joe, because bizarrely, Dryan's first work was on a G.I. Joe comic at Devil's Due.
Yeah, it was.
And then Devil's Due lost the license, and IDW picked it up, and IDW's idea was to do a full reboot, like Batman Begins style, start over from scratch. And the editor in charge was Andy Schmidt, and he got the idea that he would do three books. He would do an ongoing G.I. Joe book and then two miniseries, one about the early days of G.I. Joe called G.I. Joe Origins, and one about an undercover agent in Cobra called G.I. Joe Cobra. And he asked Chris Gage to write that because he knew Chris from his time working at Marvel. And Chris was very busy, and he felt he didn't know the property well, but he and I had just recently met because my first comic had come out through Wildstorm earlier that year, and we met at the Wildstorm party at San Diego. And so he just thought of me and emailed me and asked if I wanted to work on it with him. So that's how I got that gig.
Nice. Now, one of the things I'm always curious about is the interaction between artists and writers. And, you know, so having, you know, a writer as well as a artist writer, what is it like working with people, you know, when you're getting the script, you know, as far as, Ryan, for you, when you're drawing it, you know, whether it's Bedlam or Manhattan Projects or whatever it may be, you get the script. What's your approach on drawing that? Do you communicate much with the writers or not?
No, for the most part, I if I'm not writing it, I'm trying to be as truthful to what they want. And so with any comics that I make, I feel like I'm a writer no matter what, because I feel like I am visually telling a story.
You're the storyteller.
Yeah, exactly.
I think the artist is the storyteller.
Right.
Certainly.
And so I'm kind of, I'm always trying to tell the story without any words and get the pacing and the beats and the expressions of the characters to read without any words. You know, I've been fortunate enough to work with nothing but good writers. And so when I get the scripts in, it's just a question of me, like, trying to visualize that so that it comes out as, you know, powerful or as effective as possible.
Yeah. Now, and Mike, with God is Dead, you're co-writing with Jonathan Hickman. But you're going to be taking this over full time.
Yes, as of issue 7, I'm taking it over full time because Jonathan is under contract at Marvel, and he's writing half their books, so he doesn't have time to continue. He originally wrote God is Dead a couple of years ago, He wrote it sort of Marvel style without any dialogue, and then the art was all finished, and by that time he was already under contract with Marvel, so he couldn't really finish the book, so he asked me to come on and script it. So that was a very different experience for me, because previous to that, I had written what's called full script, where I write, you know, page one, panel one, this happens, yeah. This is the dialogue. And so this time I actually had art in front of me, and Jonathan sent me his, you know, scripts, which sometimes had suggested dialogue, but he basically said, write this however you want, you know, change the characters, make it better, do whatever you want. So it was my first time going off of existing art, and it was a very fun and interesting challenge.
That sounds like a totally different way of
it was
totally different process.
That's part of the reason why I took the gig, because I'd never done anything like that before, and I thought that that would be a really fun new thing for me to do.
Sounds awesome. Well, guys, thank you so much for the time. I love your work. I know that a lot of our listeners do too. Where can they find you online?
I am at Mike Costa on Twitter, and then I have a fan page on Facebook as well that's under my name.
And Ryan?
Most of my favorite social media is definitely Instagram, where I'm at Ryan Brown Art, and I like just posting process stuff for all the drawing I'm doing. When I'm working on Bedlam, I'm posting panels as I draw them, and Manhattan Projects, and Goddard's Astronaut stuff, and my commissions. Yeah, so I think the most fun way to follow me is at Ryan Brown Art on Twitter and Instagram.
Cool. Now, are there any other projects coming up that our listeners need to know about?
Nothing I could talk about right now, but...
that's always the fun part.
Yeah, someday. And Ryan, you had...
Yeah, well, I'm currently doing the final issue of the second story arc of Bedlam, which is issue 11. And then I'm also drawing the final part of a three-part fill-in on Manhattan Projects at the same time. and then I am Image just released God Hates Astronauts, the whole first collection, as a soft cover. And if that sells well enough, then the hope is to do more God Hates Astronauts through Image, which I'm currently writing. Yeah, we'll see what the future of that holds. Yeah, very busy.
Yeah, well, guys, go check out their stuff. You'll appreciate it. You'll thank us later. Gentlemen, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you.
You'll kill it. You'll be okay. You'll kill it. Trust me.
All right.
All right, guys, so we're here at the after party at Detroit Fanfare, and I am with Kelly O'Hara and Jay Jacott. What's going on, guys?
Hey, not much.
Woo! Getting drunk. All right, so... You guys are some of my favorite people in the world, and you also are fantastic artists.
Thank you.
So, tell our listeners a little bit about yourselves. Kelly, we're going to start with you and make it really uncomfortable.
Oh, thank you. My name's Kelly O'Hara. I'm from the Detroit area. I've been painting my entire life. I've recently broken into the comic scene, doing the cons. I work at Rainy Day Art and Framing in Grosse Pointe, so you can find me there any day through the week if you need help with art supplies.
Don't tell them where you can find them.
No?
No. I mean, there's listeners like me that will show up.
That's okay.
Oh, okay. Cool.
I don't mind.
Yeah.
I get weirdos all day long.
I heard you, and I had to come out and see you. So, I mean, you don't know me, but I know all about you.
I love that type. Are you kidding?
I printed off your website. Will you sign this for me?
Awesome. Yeah. That's great.
Okay. No, but online you can find me at www.bebop-art.com. You can look up all my fun portraits I paint.
Awesome. And Jay, like, tell us a little bit about yourself.
My name is Jay Jacott. I like long walks on the beach. I like non-domestic beers. I love my wife very much. Sorry, I'm taking ladies and men. No, but honestly, I've been an artist most of my life. I learned how to read my comics. Amazing Spider-Man number 2. What was it? 2? I can't remember anymore. Oh, well, like 2-8. No, it's like 238. First appearance of Hobgoblin. That's how I learned how to read. I had no clue at that point in time, but I was going to be in comics. I've been self-publishing comic books since 2006. Do some of my own books. One's called The Dow of Snarky, a futuristic film noir detective story. I enjoy drawing just about anything I possibly can. Witty banter, non-witty banter. I enjoy hearing myself talk. And you can find me at on the web. Look for my name, JayJacott, on the Google.
You can find me through my website.
I'm not familiar with the Google.
You're not familiar with the Google?
No.
No, you should really do thegoogle.com and see where it takes you. I have no clue, but it would be funny as hell.
Is that on the interwebs?
I think it would be great if it was on the interwebs. And, you know, I wonder if Google has bought thegoogle.com. If not, someone needs to get that.
You're right. Yeah.
Seriously.
Absolutely.
I am on that like white on rice.
But right. What about brown rice?
Well, you know, brown rice is fine, but like, I'm more partial to the white sticky.
Okay. See, I prefer brown.
See, I more prefer the white and sticky, and we're just gonna leave it. All right, so Kelly, I'm curious. Like, you've been doing portraits for a while.
Yes.
How did the comic side come in?
You know what? I've always been a big sci-fi fan. I grew up on Star Wars, that kind of thing. So it just made sense. And Jay Shimko, as you know, talked me into it. I've been doing gallery work for years. And when the economy kind of took a crap, gallery work stopped selling. So I had to come up with something else. And I've been a con goer since I was 15. So I'm going to be here anyways.
So for 3 years, you've been going to cons?
No. 17 years. Oh. I've been going to cons.
Holy shit.
Yes.
So you're 20 then.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Because Drunk on Comics, we're good at math. Yeah. So, all right. Listeners, you guys have got to go check these two out. They're fantastic. Fabulous artists, even better in person. So go see them online and then give them money for stuff because you'll be happy.
Now, the best part is I actually have a website, too. You don't have to just Google me. It's just the letter J, the number 2, comics.blogspot.com.
All right, Kelly, did we get your website?
Absolutely, you did.
Okay, and on Twitter?
Bebop313.
JCOT Comics.
And it's J-A-C-O-T.
C-O-M-I-C-S.
I can't spell that much.
Son of a...
Yeah, but guys, check them out. You'll thank me later. So, all right, thank you, guys.
Oh, thank you very much, Derek.
All right, see ya. All right, guys, so I'm here with Brian Joynes. Did I say that right?
You did. You
awesome.
Did.
Which is fantastic at this time of the night at the Detroit Fan Fair where I've been drinking heavily.
As have I.
Awesome. So, Brian...
Yes.
We had actually a quite nice review of Imagine Agents from you on our website here recently.
Well, it wasn't from me because reviewing my own book would be weird, but you guys wrote a very nice review about me, and that was awesome. That was awesome. I appreciate that.
Yeah, no, we have some fantastic review writers who you know, loved your book, grabbed it, and said, "Holy shit, this is the best all ages but kind of adult book at the same time."
Yes. Yes.
So, okay, let's back up for a second.
Okay.
If people don't know who you are, explain what you've done, and so they might have a little bit better idea.
Okay. My name is Brian Joynes. I wrote a book for Boom Studios called Imagine Agents, and the basic premise is it's a team of operatives that go after the imaginary friends of little kids who are not on the up and up.
Which the cover of that book itself is like, wait a minute. There's real people and there's teddy bear.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, so if you can expand on it without spoiling, because obviously we want people to read.
Right. Well, there are... So the world is made up of humans, obviously, and then when little kids have imaginary friends, we call them figments in the book. And figments can be whatever the kid has imagined. So on the cover, you see a number of the imaginary friends, in particular one called Fertilger, who's this bear figment who is the best friend, the imaginary best friend of the little boy Elliot, who is one of the main characters of the book. The other characters on prominent display are Terry Snowgoose and Dave Slattern, who are the agents of Imagine, which is an organization with an acronym which stands for the Institute for... The Institute for the Management, Acclimation, Guardianship, and Incarceration of Notional Entities. Boom! Just did it.
You know, that reminds me of, in my hometown.
Yes.
We have Pulaski Days.
Okay.
Celebration of the Polish Halls.
Okay.
So we do Operation Polish.
Okay.
Polishing off libations in shitty halls. So I love the fact that Imagine has its own acronym.
I worked hard for that acronym. I mean, I know it's ridiculous, and we comment on that in the book that it's ridiculous. But yeah, I worked hard to figure out what Imagine could stand for, so I'm pretty proud of that one.
Well, the great thing about the book is that it is an all ages book, but it's also like, and by all ages, it's for kids, but it's also for adults.
Yes, yes. I would say the book, I didn't write the book with necessarily kids in mind. I mean, if you read it, there are a couple swear words. So, like, nothing beyond what you'll see on, like, at the 8 o'clock hour on ABC. But so there's, like, a damn or a hell or maybe the occasional ass. But beyond that, you know, it's pretty much all ages. Yeah, I mean, you know, if your kids watch ABC between 8 and 10 o'clock, then, you know, then they can handle this book, I promise you. And yeah, but I wrote it, it's you know, I tried to kind of, I guess, take something that's kind of very pure about childhood and kind of muddy it up a little bit and just show the cracks in the facade, you know, and just kind of like make it a little darker, a little more grounded than just like, you know, kids waxing philosophic on like, oh, imaginary friends, how cool.
There definitely is that realism tied in.
Right, right.
But, you know, you have the fun imagination side.
Right.
Yeah. So how do you hook up with Boom?
I approached Boom a few years ago about a project, and we went back and forth on it for a while. And ultimately, we decided not to go with that project just because it was decided it wasn't particularly viable commercially. But they asked me what else they liked what I had done, so they asked me what else I had. And I'd had Imagine Agents sitting on the shelf in my head for a while, and I kind of included that in the list, and they read it, and they liked it, so we just started developing it. And, you know, a year later, here we are. You know, we're getting great reviews. We just announced that we sold out the first print run, so we're doing
congratulations.
Thank you. It's very flattering. You know, it's like I did self-published comics in 2000 and let one for 3 years, and then I've just kind of like struggled and flailed for 10 years. So it kind of feels like I might have earned my stripes finally. But we'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's really. Just genuinely, just yeah. I'm just so flattered that people are responding so well to it.
It's a fun book. We put up the review on our site, and we're thrilled with the book. So like, our listeners should definitely go check it out. Now, here's a question.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody always wants to know if you had one superpower, what could you get?
Oh man!
But no.
Okay,
you get two.
I get two. All right,
get two. Fuck with the paradigm.
Fuck the paradigm.
Yeah. Get to what do you want? Because you're a writer, so therefore all we right. actually get to play with you a little bit more.
Well, let's see. If I was being a smartass, I would just say my superpower would be I would like to be able to bleed at will, but that's not right. so I'll say superpowers, I would say I would like to be able to change my form, just because you could have a lot of fun with that.
All right.
And let's go with, I don't know, flying, you know. Traffic's a bitch, so it'd be cool to, like, rise above it all.
Flying is always a popular one.
Flying's popular, yeah.
Flying, I will give you one more option. Flying or teleportation.
Oh, teleportation, definitely. All right. Yeah.
So, shapeshifter with teleportation powers.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Awesome. All right, so last question
here. Yes.
If you were forced to write for any one established character, you know, what would you like to write?
Like a Marvel or DC guy or something?
Marvel,
like that?
DC, Image, you know, okay. Dark Horse, okay. IDW, doesn't matter. But like an established character where they're like, Brian, hey, we're hiring you, we're going to give you money.
All right.
You have to write this character. Who do you want to write?
All right. I'm going to go off the reservation here a little bit. During the Avengers Initiative series, when they were setting up all the different Avengers teams around for each state, there was a team in Hawaii called the Point Men, which was like Stingray and Devil Slayer from the old Defenders run. And their purpose was to, A, defend Hawaii from any monsters coming over from Japan, and as well as like the deviants from Kirby's old Eternals run who were in, like, Lemuria and apparently were, like, which apparently is very close to Hawaii. So I would write the shit out of, like, a Point Men series. That would be, that might be my thing.
So basically for, like, some kaiju shit.
Yeah, I loves me some kaiju.
Awesome.
Yeah. So.
That you know, that's the most original I've heard in a while.
Well, thanks.
Yeah. All right, so Brian, where can our listeners find you online?
Well, I am on Twitter at just brianmjoins.com. I'm Brian Joins on Facebook, and that's about it. I don't have an Instagram account or anything like that. I don't have a website with my name yet, but I'm working on it. I own the URL, you sons of bitches. Don't try to steal it. The only thing I would say is that if you read Imagine Agents and you like it, I have a book from Image coming out in December called Krampus, which is kind of how the Grinch stole Christmas meets Escape from New York, with the Krampus, who's this Eastern European demon who would punish wicked children on Christmas Eve while Santa's giving the good ones gifts. And it's kind of, he gets sprung by Santa to go down to Man's World to solve some shit that's going on. So I think it's going to be a pretty fun book, and I hope people will like it.
Dude, that's awesome. So that's available in solicitations from Diamond right now.
Yeah, Diamond, yeah, so they just released the January previews, which would be issue 2. So yeah, I think you can order the first issue in December up until, I want to say, November. Like the second week or third week in November.
Perfect. So you guys that are listening, go to your comic shop, tell them that you want to buy this comic, put it on your poll, get it. Brian, thank you so much.
Thanks.
By the way, it's Joines, Joines.
Yes, yeah, it's not Jones, it's not Joinet, even though when I get very famous and pretentious, I'm sure I'll go buy that. But I guess the only other thing I would say would be that, you know, if you read Imagine Agents and you like it, please, please, please tell your friends, you know, tweet about it, post Facebook posts about it, Instagram, LinkedIn, Tumblr, I guess, I know, if you can Foursquare about it, make that shit happen.
The MySpace. The MySpace is current.
Yeah, after you could do the MySpace, like, get that call that showed up on your pager, because apparently you're like 10 years back. I have so many ideas for these characters, and I want to keep going, but we'll only keep going as long as there are sales. So if we can keep the, you know, the first issue seems to be doing good, if we can keep the love alive and keep it going, then we have many more Imagine Agents.
Awesome. Brian, thank you so much for your time, man.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
I think we have to go get some more drinks.
I think so. I am feeling pretty parched right now.
Awesome. Cheers. All right.
Cheers.
All right, guys, so we are here with Jeff Stokely and Cameron Chittick. Did I say it right?
You got the name right.
Nailed it.
Magnificent.
Awesome. So, Jeff, you were an artist. Cameron, you were an assistant editor.
That's right.
And I'm talking with guys from Boom Studios, which our listeners know that I love Boom. I admit, I'm a little ecstatic about Boom Studios. So I'm very, very happy to have a chance to talk to you guys. How are you guys doing tonight?
We are doing fantastic.
Doing great.
All right. Yeah. So, Jeff, as an artist, if people have not seen your work tonight or before tonight, which whatever night it is that they're looking at, listening, give us a little background. What have you done?
I've done The Reason for Dragons, which is a hardcover graphic novel from Arkea. And I've also worked with them on Fraggle Rock and Moon Lake and also Thrilling Adventure Hour.
Okay.
So there's a couple things out there. They're small runs, but they're good.
And Cameron, as an assistant editor, I know there's a lot of stuff coming out that you can't necessarily talk about, but have you worked on stuff?
He won't even tell me about it.
So I worked on Moon Lake Volume 2, which is created by Dan Fogler. That's coming out in November, end of November. We premiered it at the show this weekend. And then Jeff Stokely has a short in, which is magnificent. A lot of stuff that I wish I could talk about, but it's a lot of stuff that'll be coming out in 2014. A lot of Jim Henson comics, which are going to be freaking awesome, and some Boom comics that I can't talk about yet, but are awesome.
So when we're talking the Jim Henson, we're talking Dark Crystal, we're talking, you know, are we talking like the Fraggle Rock?
All that stuff. The whole Jim Henson stuff that Arkea has done. What's really cool is I think if you look, anytime you see us, RK at a show, we have such a really great representation of Jim Henson line comics at our booths. Tale of Sand, Fraggle Rock, Dark Crystal Creation Myths, built a really great line of Jim Henson books, so it's really fun and awesome to be working
all of
on
them. I wish that
board.
I was a part of.
Well, you,
I sincerely do.
Yeah. Well, you know, and for our listeners that don't know, Boom and Arkea joined forces here. What was it? 4-ish months ago, maybe?
Not even.
June, July, around middle of summer.
Maybe it was. I don't know what time is, so it might have been that long ago.
Yeah, I mean, it's like that was like when I saw that press release come through. I was like, oh my God!
It's huge.
This is like two of the best independent publishers coming together and going, we're just gonna fuck with you. We're
it's essentially like DC and Vertigo. You know, it's almost, I think it's kind of bigger though. Honestly, it's crazy. So content wise,
Jeff, what are you drawing right now?
Currently, I'm finishing up Six Gun Gorilla for Boom Studios, written by Simon Spurrier, and it's one of the most fun books I've ever worked on.
Now, how did you get involved with Boom?
Honestly, it's kind of a boring story. But, I mean, I worked for Arkea first, and this was long before the merger. I worked for Arkea doing, you know, Reason for Dragons and stuff. And I actually got on Boom's radar, Bryce Carlson. He is kind of the talent manager in a way there.
Yeah.
And he saw my work through stuff that I had self-published, which was stuff that I wrote and drew. And he immediately just wanted to work with me since day one. He tried to get me on several projects until when I was finishing up Reason for Dragons, literally like at the end of the book, he was like, we have this book for you. Do you want to do it? And I said, yeah, I absolutely do. And it was Six Gun Gorilla. And it worked out absolutely perfectly. I'm so lucky that it worked that way.
That is a fantastic, like, you know, just like, hey, do you want to do this?
I can tell it in a much more boring way, which was just they contacted me.
That's great. I mean, like I love Boom, and I've had such a soft spot in my heart. You guys can tell I've been drunk on comics for a while tonight. Dude. But like,
I've been drunk on comics all weekend, man.
It's okay. All right, so Cameron, how do you become an assistant editor?
I actually, it's funny, I interned at Arkea. From like June to May, and then got hired, and then like 3 weeks later the merger happened. So it was kind of this. It's been a crazy year, but it's been awesome. Like it's been awesome, and the merger has been. It couldn't have gone any better in terms of just the people at both companies just getting along and having the same sort of passion for comics and love for comics and an idea about what good comics are. So it's been seamless. It's been really fun.
It was honestly one of my most favorite things when I saw it. We get the press release and it's like we're joining forces, and I'm like, oh my God, like that is a dream come true.
I saw it, you know, via online the way everyone else saw it, and I was just like, my two families are coming together as one. It was like the Brady Bunch movie, you know. I was like, but it's so good. I was like, this is perfect. I'm still ecstatic over it.
Yeah,
because if I want to, I can work with Arkea. I can work with Boom. It's so nice. You know, they're both wonderful.
They're fantastic. Nice. So, all right, so Jeff, if our listeners want to go check out your work online, where should they go?
JeffStokely.com. I'm also on Twitter. All my handles, Jeff Stokely. They're all one word usually. So I'm on Facebook, on Twitter, at Jeff Stokely, or on Instagram, at Jeff Stokely. Also DeviantArt, Jeff Stokely. Tumblr, all of them, Jeff Stokely. One word.
The MySpace?
Not MySpace. No, I'm not there.
Yeah, no, that's awkward.
All
right, so Cameron, as an assistant editor, does somebody go look for you?
I have a Twitter at Cameron Chittick. Not nearly as exciting as Jeff's. I would put you in the direction of Jeff's Twitter, Jeff's Tumblr, Jeff's Instagram for sure. But yeah, and I just want to gush about Jeff's work for a second. No, and I'm going to do this because we're talking about comics. That's how it works.
Totally fair about gushing.
What I love about the main things that Jeff has out right now is that if you are more into coming of age stories, if you're more into like the all ages type stuff, he has Reason for Dragons, which is just such a quintessential all ages story that at the same time is a great mesh of really down to earth, but also the fantasy genre. And then he has Six Gun Gorillas, which is just this insane, over the top sci-fi book, but that's also incredibly smart. And you like, there's not a single one of those issues that I've only read once. Like, you read one and you just have to read it again because there's so many layers, and not just in the writing, which is brilliant, but in the art. Jeff's just layered things throughout. So going back to your point, yes, I am on Twitter, but you should you should go to Jeff's. You should look at Jeff's work. It's just, he's just so good, and it's just awesome that he's got stuff in Boom and Archaea. It's amazing.
That's a long Twitter handle, man.
Yeah, that's it.
That's the longest Twitter handle I've ever seen.
This is exactly what we look for in Drunk on Comics. So, all right, time for nerd questions.
Please. Bring them.
All right.
Bring the nerd questions.
All right, Cameron.
We are prepared.
Jeff, who wants question one?
I do.
All right. What is your zombie plan?
My zombie plan?
You can't flake now. You said you wanted it.
This is a nerd question. Okay. Yeah. I thought this was a regular human question.
No, nerd.
In which case, I thought I was excluded because I'm a nerd. So my zombie plan is to actually go back home as fast as I can, which is up north in San Luis Obispo County, where there is a limited population, and seek out refuge in a house where I grew up, which I know has a basement and has plenty of tools.
That's smart.
So, you know, not L.A.
Yeah, well, no.
Basically
no.
Not L.A. Anything.
Fuck L.A., fuck Atlanta,
yeah.
All of it.
Yeah, I'm not in a good house for a zombie apocalypse right now. I'm not. It was built in the 1920s. It's not a good scenario. If I blew the wind hard enough, it would knock a window over. It would just shatter a window. So
nice. All right, so Cameron, we asked Artist.
I got this plan.
He's many steps ahead of me.
You don't get to answer this one.
Oh, I had a different one?
We asked the artist the zombie plan. We asked you, the editor.
I'm
going to
want to answer his question. Uh-oh. Trust me.
The editor. Well, that's how it works.
Okay.
Two superpowers.
Oh, this is... Okay, yeah. So now, I have... Oh.
You get to combine. You get two.
Okay.
Not one. Fuck one. Single tree? No, fuck that. Double tree. What do you want? Two superpowers.
The absolute number one I would want is teleportation.
All right.
From countries and states.
I'm so glad
and
you
just
didn't
go
say
all
flying.
Over the place.
I'm so glad you didn't say flying.
Yeah, if you're teleportation, fuck flying.
And then I'm going to, if I can already teleport, I'm going to just go time travel. I'm going to teleport through time and space. I'm going to be a personal TARDIS. Just to really, if we're doing nerd questions, just take it up
that
notch. I'm gonna be a personal TARDIS.
Is that time travel? A lot of people don't realize that the Earth rotates while you're traveling through time. So if you want to travel through time, you're not gonna end up back here.
No, you're gonna end up like
6 feet or like a mile away or like, you know, on the other side of the Earth. So
yeah,
it's the time's rotation, man.
Now you're fucking with me.
Think about it. It's true though. Like, that's how that works.
All right, guys.
But if you can teleport too, then it's
perfect.
Yeah. No, that is perfect. You know what else? What else is perfect?
What?
Fucking the Boom Archaea management of
it's like, wonderful.
Like joining forces.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, guys,
powerhouse.
Check
that's
out
what
Jeff
is.
Stokely. Check out Cameron as editor. You know,
assistant editor.
But
assistant
whatever.
Editor.
Check
we
us
don't
out.
Care.
Give us the look up and down.
Yeah.
Check us out however you want. We're okay with it.
Yeah, you know, like, buy us a drink.
Yeah, that's cool, too. You know, help us help you be drunk on comics.
Exactly.
By mainly helping us be drunk on comics.
Yeah, and then you'll thank us later.
Yeah, and we'll thank you.
All right, cool, guys. Thank you so much. And listeners, check them out online. We'll talk to you soon. See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, guys, I'm here with Ben McCool.
Hello there. How's it going?
Going fantastic. I love the after parties here.
You know what? The after parties are pretty bonkers. I expect no less from Detroit. Like the home of Motown and RoboCop. I mean, for fuck's sake, how can you go wrong?
It's Motor City. I mean,
Motor fucking City. Yeah. And funnily enough, a few beverages have been quaffed, to say the fucking least.
Well, and that's what we are all about, is drinking beverages and reading comics.
It sounds like a magical combination to me. Dare I say, one made in heaven.
Awesome. So, Ben, for people that don't know who you are,
yeah.
Give us a little background on what you've done, who you are, what you're doing right
Absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely. Well, I'm one of those pesky writer guys. Peskier more so, can't fucking talk properly, that'll be the beverages due to alcohol, alcohol, etc., etc. Anyway, I'm one of those writer guys. I hail from England, as the ridiculous accent suggests. And I've worked on a bunch of stuff, I guess most notably including Choker with Ben Templesmith, came out of the Image, crime stories, supernatural mentorship, good bloody fun. I did a book called Memoir, also with Image. I did a Captain America series called the Korvac Saga, good bloody fun. Stuff galore, basically. Just random stuff.
Awesome. So let's talk about what are you working on right now?
So at the moment, I'm working on a bunch of stuff that tragically I cannot talk about yet. Pesky embargo publishing motherfuckers.
But you know, the bonus is that we will put that shit up on our site soon. So
indeed.
You guys just keep looking. It'll be there.
Without question, the moment I'm allowed to like kind of start blabbering on about it, I'll be in touch with you guys and, you know, promote the shit out of it, because that's what we do. Because we're shameless whores like that.
we love whores.
You know what? Within reason, fond of them too. Yeah. Depending on the kind of genre of the whore.
So, Ben, how'd you get into comics?
Well, always been a nerd for them since I was a kid, you know, much like most other people I seem to know at these lovely, delightful alcohol-induced conventions. I then started working at a comic book store, started reading lots and lots of weird, crazy, bonkers shit, and I started thinking to myself, wouldn't it be really, really awesome to do some of that myself? I decided to give it a go, luckily it worked out, and I'm having a blast doing it. Like the last 12 months or so, I've been doing like other medium stuff, video games, etc., which is really cool. But I miss comics, so I'm looking forward to being back with a vengeance next year, 2014. So, yeah, man, let's bring it. Let's do this shit.
All right, you got me curious. You're talking comic or talking video games. What are you doing on the video game side?
Once again, NDA stuff, but it will be announced pretty soon. The stuff that I have done that's been kind of talked about, I was doing some stuff with Namco Bandai. They're looking to resurrect old school archaic video game properties by means of like online webcomics. So I did a bunch of stuff with those guys. I think that's all I can talk about, unfortunately. But, you know, prominent video game people who see the potential in comics and see how fucking awesome they are, basically. So, sorry to be so surreptitious and, like, annoyingly secretive. But trust me, cool shit coming up soon.
Yeah, awesome. All right, so before I forget, where can people find you online?
Okay, www.benmccool.com. That is my ridiculous last name. And tragically, it is true. MCCOOL. I'm that MC Cool motherfucker. My sins.
I gotta admit, you are MC Cool motherfucker.
it's such a ridiculous name, and I'm almost horrified to admit that it's actually legit. So that's my my blog that I update, and I'll be updating more soon. I'm on Twitter, just at Ben McCall. I'm on Facebook, posting appallingly crude jokes, and loitering around other random sites, being a general pain in the ass.
All right, so Ben, normally we have a couple questions that we like to ask people, and especially writers, because you guys are a little bit more thinkers.
I'll guess so.
All right, so zombies.
Yes.
Zombie apocalypse happens. Do you have a zombie plan?
Yeah, I actually do. I become an animal hoarder, keep them in my house, and just feast on those fuckers until, like, the zombies have gone away. A flawed plan, sure, but it's the only one I've got.
All right. Everybody always asks the question, what would you like for one superpower?
One.
Better. You get two. What do you want?
Okay, then. Number one, the bottomless pint glass. I look at my glass. It fills with alcohol.
Wait. Ben, where's your drink? Are you empty?
You know what? I'm empty. How appalling is that? I'm doing an interview with Drunk on Comics. Sans beverage. It's just dreadful. So, with that in mind, my second superpower would be to magically make a beverage appear in my hand right this fucking moment. Seeing as that's not happened, I guess the second superpower's a dud.
Fantastic. This is the ideal comic creator that we want on Drunk on Comics. So, Ben, thank you so much for your time, and I hope you have a fantastic show. We will talk to you again later. And listeners, check out Ben McCool. You'll appreciate this for it later.
I'll be back soon.
All right.
Back with a vengeance.
Cheers,
guys. A drunken vengeance.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers.
So that's a little embarrassing. There's all my drunken interviews for the weekend.
Yes, and you can tell that Derek brought a wind tunnel with him, because towards the end he whipped that out.
Yeah, well, you know what's funny is the drunker I got, the less wind there was. So somehow I have a mutant drinking power to control the weather.
You're Storm. You're Thor. You're Weatherman.
Yeah, I like.
I don't know if there's really any other weather.
Drunken Weatherman? That's my new superpower. But anyway, I hope you guys did enjoy it. It's definitely a lot more fun when I can have, you know, Tony or Kevin or Matt or there somebody with me doing the interview. But, you know, it was still a lot of fun.
Yeah, and it was awesome that you got the chance to talk to these guys and that they gave you the time of day to become friends of the show.
Yeah, yeah. So please do check out all these wonderful creators and support them however you can. And if you ever have a chance to catch up with them in a show, tell them you heard them on here.
Yep. See you guys later.
See ya.